AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Its state-run news agency says Iran has rejected the latest ceasefire proposal and wants a permanent end to the war. The response comes as President Trump's deadline looms for Tehran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, with the president threatening to hit Iran's power plants and other infrastructure targets.
The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night.
At the White House, the president talked about the rescue of a pilot whose plane was shut down in Iran.
The CIA was very responsible for finding this little speck. It's like they used an expression on one of the shows. A general was talking about, it's like finding a needle in a haystack, finding this pilot. And the CIA was unbelievable.
The pilot was seriously injured. The president says he's not sure the American public would be on board for what he'd really like to do in Iran.
If I had my choice, what would I like to do? Take the oil. Because it's there for the taking. There's not a thing they can do about it. Unfortunately, the American people would like to see us come home. If it were up to me, I'd take the oil, I'd keep the oil, and would make plenty of money.
Earlier on the White House lawn, with flowers and Easter decor for the Easter egg roll, the president decided to give reporters an update on the Iran war. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is warning the resilient U.S. economy could face renewed inflation pressures if the war in Iran disrupts global energy markets. In his annual shareholders' letter, Dimon describes inflation as the potential skunk at the party this year. A top Federal Reserve official says an interest rate hike could be appropriate if inflation remains persistently above the central bank's 2% target. It's the latest sign some policymakers are moving away from a bias toward reducing borrowing costs. South Korea's spy agency says it would now be fair to view the teenage daughter of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as his heir. This is AP News. In Ukraine, a harsh winter is over. Life goes on despite the war.
That includes the annual releasing of the bats. Across the country, hundreds of bats, many rescued from war-torn areas, were set free Saturday at events marking the arrival of spring. At this nature park on the edge of Kyiv, children and volunteers delighted in watching bats fly into the night sky. Anastasia Volk, a volunteer at the Ukrainian Bat Rehabilitation Center, says preserving these endangered animals is crucial. All 28 bat species in Ukraine are protected due to declining populations. I'm Julie Walker.
Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon won a Supreme Court order that's expected to lead to the dismissal of his criminal conviction for refusing to testify to Congress in connection with the Capitol riot, throwing out a ruling upholding Bannon's conviction. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.